From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Pro-Russian leaders in Crimea are making final preparations for tomorrow's referendum on whether to break away from Ukraine and transfer authority to Moscow. Russia today vetoed a UN resolution declaring the public vote illegal. NPR's Gregory Warner reports that two things are clear in Crimea today. There is heavy pro-Russia support and very obvious efforts to stifle the voice of any pro-Ukrainians.
I was in Yalta, a seaside tourist town on the Black Sea, and people were lining up to take photos with a NATO Niet, NATO No to NATO sign that was hung under the Lenin statue. So popular support for Russia is very high. At the same time, there has not been much safe public space for a dissenting opinion. Activists have reported being beaten, being arrested, disappeared sometimes, and all Ukrainian channels have been cut off the air and replaced with state-run channels from Moscow.
NPR's Gregory Warner reporting from Crimea. Malaysia's prime minister says the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 has entered a new phase. Aviation security consultant Philip Baum says there were hints from early reports that someone on board the plane may have been involved.
Well, it's not exactly a surprise, because it was definitely one of the options that had been clearly mooted by the Malaysian government a few days ago. That foul play might be at cause. And it now looks as if we are dealing with somebody who hijacked or commandeered the aircraft.
239 passengers and crew were on board when the plane departed for an overnight flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. A report from the union, which represents 2,500 workers at Los Angeles International Airport, says most employees aren't trained to respond to emergency situations. Danielle Carson reports.
The report from the Service Employees International Union says LAX service workers, including baggage handlers and wheelchair attendants, were basically on their own during the November 1st shooting. There was no communication from airport officials about what to do during the chaos. Union researcher Heather Zerlag says workers need to be included in emergency preparedness training.
They should be connected to the central communications in an emergency event, that they're getting the text, that they know what's going on.
LAX is scheduled to come out with its after-action report on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
New York City fire officials say workers have searched the rear basement of the site of a deadly gas explosion. However, they haven't yet reached the area where the piping and meters will help explain what caused the blast earlier this week. This is NPR News in Washington. The U.S. men's sledge hockey team won the gold today in the Paralympics. NPR's Sam Sanders reports they beat Russia 1-0.
This is the second Paralympics in a row where the U.S. sledge hockey team got the medal podium. The U.S. team became the first in Paralympic history to get back-to-back gold medals. Russia took sledge hockey silver, and Canada won the bronze. Josh Sweeney won the game-winning goal for the U.S. He's a U.S. Marine sergeant who served in Afghanistan. 1 month into his deployment, he stepped on an improvised explosive device and had to have both legs amputated. One of his physical therapists urged him to make sledge hockey part of his recovery. Russia still leads in the overall Paralympic medal count in Sochi. As of Saturday, they were up to 70. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Comedian David Brenner has died. The Tonight Show favorite passed away at his home in New York City today at the age of 78. During one of his guest appearances on The Tonight Show, the Philadelphia native poked fun at his hometown.
Everything's aimed at the Benjamin Franklin. I look, you go over to Benjamin Franklin Bridge, out the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, past the Benjamin Franklin Motel. You can't miss it. It's shaped like a giant kite with a string and a key.
Brenner was a regular on other TV talk and game shows and starred in 4 HBO comedy specials. He also briefly hosted his own syndicated talk show in 1987. The judge overseeing the Colorado theater shooting case says jurors will deliberate up to 3 separate times on whether defendant James Holmes should be executed if they convict him of murder. Holmes pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to charges of killing 12 people and injuring 70 in 2012. This is NPR.
Support for